All right, good work. Starting another winter, Baruch Hashem. We decide to do a topic of Mazik. A lot is included in Mazik. Many simonim, we'll have to see how much we'll get through. Later on, towards the end of Mazik, we have inyanim of Goyrim, Karmi, Moisa. There's a Mazik, Lagabi, taking away someone else's mitzvah. Hezek Shein. There are a lot of Yisaidis in Hilchos Mazik. What we're going to start off is with the Yisaidis. When I say Mazik, I mean it's talking about Odom HaMazik rather than Mamon HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik is later on in Shulchan Aruch. What we're going to concentrate now is on Odom HaMazik. Shinayin Tes primarily deals with the Yisaidis of Odom HaMazik. Very important Yisaidis. And the end of Shinayin Ches and through Shinayin Tes gives different examples, most notably like a car accident, things like that. You want to know when people bump into each other and there's some type of accident, they met by accident, what are the gedarim, when you're chayv, when you're part of heziku, who's kuzab is a different tenoyim. We'll get to it, Polineda. But tonight's shiur primarily is just going to be the yisaidis of Adam HaMazik, the mekaris of Adam HaMazik, the gedarim of Adam HaMazik. Okay, let's start. It's Shinayin Ches, Si'if Aleph. The Mechaba in the opening, in the Simen, in the Kotaret of the Simen, says the following, Osa lahazik mamun chaver v'loy ligrim shum hezik. My point is that is because the Mechaba throughout the Simen doesn't discuss the Issa of ligrim shum hezik. But he nevertheless put it into his Kotaret. Okay, into the header. Let's start the Mechaba. Osa lahazik mamun chaver, you're not allowed. It's also to be mazik mamun chaver. There's an Issa. We go through yeshivas, bavakama, we know that that you have chiyuvim of Adam HaMazik, but the Mechaba is telling you right now, make no mistake about it, it's also asa. Nishanim HaMavod, it's asa mederaisa. In the Yeshiva Shireh, there's always a shaila, is it asa? And if it is asa, what's the makar? And we'll discuss barichas, what the makaris are. Now the Torah continues and says, which the Mechaba leaves out, and says, it's asa lahazik mamun chaver, vafilu ligroim nezek lamamun chaveroi is asa. Even to be goyrim, a hezek to mamun chaver is also asa. Not only Adam HaMazik is asa, but a goyim of Adam HaMazik is also asa. And that's probably where the Mechaba got it in his kotet. For some reason he left it out. Could be it was a tais at first and it's supposed to be inserted over here. Vesechnish, I didn't really see anyone who has a good answer for this. But the Mechaba obviously holds like that because he wrote before, v'lo ligrim shum hezek, you're not allowed. So now we know you're not allowed to be mazik, you're not allowed to even be goyim any hezek to somebody else. And now in the second part about being goyim mehezik, there it's not mefurish, or less mefurish, I would say, the degree of the issa. And the Shamishput and Siman Lamedalid would like to suggest that the issa of goyim hezik is only midirabonan. Eina chanami odem hamazik biyadayim is also midiraisa, but goyim hezik is only also midirabonan. It's a Shamishput and Siman Lamedalid of Kotn Yud Gimel. The Minchas Pitim later on in Shin Pei Vav argues with the Shamishpot and the other Achronim, and Rebina, the other Achronim as well, who argue and say, Avada, even Gorim Hezek is Midaraisa. And yet, when we go to the Makaris, and many Makaris that Adam HaMazik is Midaraisa, you're going to see it's Mavum Mitaycha Makaris, that even Gorim Hezek is also Midaraisa, like Kama Vakama Rishonim and Pashas, that's the way it is, without a Chalik. Not like the Shamishpot. Just to be nice of acute Makar, the Imre Bina suggests. Besides Makaris, I guess we'll see in Yetzir Shem shortly, the Rebina suggests that there's another Makar that Goyrim Hezek is also Midarais, is Kishtei by Benega Abayis. It says, Vetziva HaKoyin, the Koyin is supposed to tell you, Vifinu it's a Kalim, you should have to remove all the Kalim. And then the Koyin comes into the house and says, it's Tome. So Rashi brings from Chazal, what's the reason why this say that wants into Koyin just go in right away? Teretz is because if the Koyin would be Metame the Abayis, everything inside the Abayis would also become Tome. So based achos haTorah moment shal Yisrael. So therefore, the Torah is mitzvah. The seder of how to paskin on a mare habayis is that you first tell everyone to remove the kelim from the house, and then you go in and metame. So if the guy went at it, didn't listen to the tivah kodesh baruch avadi zayi v'nisa, he did something wrong. He was metame the bayis v'chol kelim shalei kedin. So you see that the Torah at kedekach was mechayv, who asked that the kohen, kevesed adam, the kohen not to mitami the bais for kelov, that's a goyim, even though it kumte, if the kelim were in the house, which is tami, is tami. But the kohen was goyim because he didn't follow the seder of how to paskin on a mara, so that's a goyim that's also, so kol shekein shar, or hu adin shar, gromis that are also. But he says, you see a makar, a mein, a makar in a doraisa. So imre bin and edis, simon lamed gimel. Okay. Now, let's go back. What is the makar that's also to be mazik? I said before that it's mavun, rishayim, it's a rashi in gittin, I believe it's nun gimulam and beis. Around there, there's other rishayim and mavun that avad, it's also mederaisa. But what's the makar? There's no pasuk that says that you're not allowed to be mazik. We have a pasuk for gneva, we have a pasuk for gzela, but we don't have a pasuk for mazik. So I would like to share with the oilm, I will malakate different makaris from different rishayim and achrayim. So far, I have 8 different makaris that it's also to be mazik midoraisa. Kaidim calls the Lashon HaTur over here. The Tur starts off just like it's also to be goyiniv and to be goyzel, who adin, it's also to be mazik. It's a Lashon HaTur. Vayisa is from the Tur that the Tur learned that the isa mazik is learned out from the same isa of Gnevev Gzela, Leisignav, Leisigzel, in Leisignav, Leisigzel state also all forms of Hefzid Mamun Chaveray, namely mazik. Mazik is also nichlal in Gzeil and Gneiv in that love that you are now allowed to do it midaraisa. And it's not just a tour, it's mashmoyis, it's a mufusha Rabbeinu Yoina. If you look in Rabbeinu Yoina in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph in Ovis, Rabbeinu Yoina says, Kol nizikin is b'chalal lav d'lei sigzol. Every nizikin, all forms of nizikin. I saw an Guzman once say the kol is to be mabel. Other forms of nizikin, I believe his example was Hezek Shein and Nikah perhaps. But kol nizikin is nichlal b'lav d'lei sigzol. So you see, it's a fushri yishenim, it's Rabbeinu Yoina in the Torah that's nichlal in the lav of lei sigzol. And that's pashtus, how the levush went over here as well. The levush, when he brings it down, he says, but the only chilek is, means he brings down the kishem, also lignum, lignum, kach, also lahazik, but he's maisir, but you should know that it is a chilek. A bagnevik zela, it's a mufush alav. So you're even alive, he even calls him Malkus. There's no Malkus by Gnevik Zela, but good, but it's a real love. Now, Shein came Mazik, which is only Numad. It's like a Mamatzinu by Gnevik Zela. It's only Numad for Gnevik Zela. It's Nichol, it's not a love, Mufush, but Torah, but it's awesome at the Raisa. It's awesome at the Raisa without a love. So that's the first part. The first part comes from the love of Leisignoi, or Leisigzom. The second shot is, it's a Posik, V'haftal Recha Kamecha. You wouldn't want to be genizik, so certainly you shouldn't be mazik others. The makor to this, it's a Raman Baba Basar, Davka Vova Med Aleph, Ois Kozayin. It's a Yamsha Shleima Baba Kamo. Now, there happens to be that Raman and the Yamsha Shleima were both talking even on the next dag, even on Groma. We discussed before whether Groma, a Shaila, whether Groma is awesome with the Raisa. The Raman Yamsha Shleima says that Groma is awesome with the Raisa, the makor is Vavtel Reka Kamecha. So if Groma is awesome with the Raisa, as Vavtel Reka Kamecha, then Kochkin Mazabi Yidayim Mamish is awesome with the Raisa, as Vavtel Reka Kamecha. Teicha Dram's Grad and Mashma, and the Yamsha Shleima, that for Mazik Mamish, you didn't need the Makar of Avta Rekha Kamecha. That he had a different Makar for the Raisa. He just said, if Grami Shinoz also Atzat of Avta Rekha Kamecha. And that would be good if he held like the Torah of Beinu Yoina, that the Mazik Mamish is learned out from Leis Igzal. Grama, if I say it's not a part of Leis Igzal, Grama, you need to rebuy a new Makar, and that is Avta Rekha Kamecha. Now, if the Makar is Avta Rekha Kamecha, the Achrayim wants to try to be machalik, ventzachan the mitzias. You have to know what case we're talking about. For example, there are situations that you don't have a mitzah deraisa of after recha kumecha. There are people that you're allowed to be soine. If you see somebody doing an avera, you saw it be yechidus, but you saw him doing an avera, and you went over to him and you gave him a proper techacha, and he didn't listen, and he kept on doing the avera, that person, you don't have the mitzvah after recha kumecha. You're allowed to hate him. So it should come out, Zakti Imre Bina, that for such a person, if the makar is after recha kumecha, for such a person, you would not have an issa to be mazik. If this was the makar, right? I said there's 8 different makaris, but if this would be the makar, or let's say this is a makar for grama, for such a person that you don't have that makar for grama, you'd be allowed to be mazik, at least for grama, if that was a makar for grama, whatever it is. So that's one chilek if this would be the makar. Another chilek is a Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, which I don't understand fully, but the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak suggests, I'll give you the Maran Baki, you can look it up, it's in Yerdei Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Tes, Oysid Gimel, and the Beis Yitzchak says that after Recha Kamecha is, that don't shter yena, I can't even say it over, but if Vadik Rumer Chiz, you have to make sure to take care of Yano and love him as much as you love yourself. But if you're going to have a gain, a better gain from it, or an equal gain from it, or you're going to be mative to somebody else, an equal gain, so then you don't have the inyan of after Rekha Kamoicha. Because, he doesn't say this, but I guess he means, because why is he better than you? Why is he better than the next person? So he suggests, and it should come out, if this is the Makar for Mazik, I would be allowed to be Mazik somebody if, by my hezik, by virtue of that hezik, I'll be mative to somebody else or mative to myself. If you sold it, so you're being mazik the buyer, but if you're going to have a gain, you have different there's this case that you happen to have been the loiver, whatever, there are cases. But he suggests that if there will be out after Recha Kamaicha, and you're gaining from it, or someone else is gaining from it, even though this guy is being hurt, you won't have the issa, because there it doesn't pass after Recha Kamaicha. I said, I don't understand the Beis Yitzchak 100%, that he didn't bring a makar to this vort, but that's what he names on. Okay, so far now we have a second makar, after Recha Kamaicha. A third makar is, Lifnei Ivel Loisitein Miksha. Poshvat, the way Chazal teach of Lifnei Ivel Loisitein Miksha, means that you're not allowed to give an Eitzara. You're not allowed to be a Maksha somebody, Lifnei Ivel, an Yisurim, or whatever it is. But the Arishainim, the Yadrama, also brings this from makar for Grama. He learned to Pasuk Kepshute as well. Literally, don't take a mikshal and put it in front of an even, he'll get hurt. And if that's the case, on kosher gain from mazik b'yadayim, you'll also have this issa of lifnei even l'sita mikshal, even though it doesn't really pass the l'sita mikshal, but it's no much from there. If you see the Torah is makbid, the Torah is acid, someone from putting a mikshal in front of somebody, kosher gain, the Torah doesn't want you to be mazik directly. And I found tonight, Baruch Hashem, that the Choshen Aaron, you can look it up also, in Lamedalet Sif Yud Beis, and he says it twice, in Samach Vav again, in Sif Kav Gimel, he says, for Pashas, Avada, the Makar, for Mazik, is out Seligar from Leisitin Miksham. That's a third Makar. All right, a fourth Makar. And this is already an Achrenish Makar. All the Achrenim, but I was telling you now, it's more Rishainim, all of a sudden, every Achren jumps on and says, this is the Makar for Mazik. They're bringing the Rishainim, but this is the Makar. The Makar is like this. By a Shavis Aveda, there's a Chiv, not only to be Meshav somebody's Aveda, but it's to be Meneahim from any Hezek, or any Hefset. For example, if you have Mayim Bo and Mayim Chotram that's coming to destroy his field, a stream of water, and I could prevent by directing the stream to go elsewhere and not damage the person's field, I have a Chiv Midaraisa, whatever the Chiv is, someone Adam Rech, a different Makarius, the Gemara says one Makar, Rambam's Masha, maybe perhaps a second Makar, whatever, but you have a Chiv Midaraisa, Midin HaShavis Aveda, to be Minea, your friend, from having this hafsid, from redirecting the stream. So if you see, at kidei kach, that I have to prevent my friend being nifsad from somebody else being mazikim, or some other thing being mazikim, then kosher gain, I can be mazikim. If I want to be mazikim, I should have to stop myself from being mazikim. So the Achrenim say that this is the makar for mazik. It comes from Hashavas Aveda. Many Achrenim, in Cheschinach Yud Aleph, there's a stipler on it. There are a lot of Achrenim who go. There's a Vishash and Ksubis. There's a Minchas Pitim. It's on and on. It's a real Achrenim Shered. All right. So that's a fourth Makar. That is Hashavas Aveda. And the Achrenim go even further. They say if the Makar is also Shavas Aveda, then it would go Huadin for Grom as well. The stipler suggests, I'm not sure if it's a stipler, maybe other Achrenim suggest Huadin for Grom as well. The same thing. Even if someone is being Nisrai de Groma, also, I should have this chiva shavas aveda to stop. If somehow the stream's coming to Yenno's field, they grama, or naturally it's coming to his field, I'd rather have a chiv to stop him, to stop the damage. So too, I can't be mazik, my friend, even I grama, a vital tzis din of shavas aveda. All right, of fifth makar, that's the Bach over here. The Bach says, he's matmi on the Torah. The Torah says, also lazik mamun chaveroi. He says, I don't know what the Torah is talking about. It's also lazik to mazik your own mamun. There's a chiv in the Torah, there's this in the Torah about Ashkes. So if you can't be Mashkes your own money, certainly I can't be Mashkes Yenna's money. So why did the Torah only chapo and also lazik mamun chaveri? But you see, the Bach held that Avada, at least for some cases it passed, is that there is an issa of Baal Tashkes. And be Mashkes someone else's money is Layasimi de Baal Tashkes also. You have a chiv, an issa of Baal Tashkes. Sorry? Oh. So the stipler betech dvorah, bavons the Bach, the stipler in parentheses, doesn't even quote the Bach, but he says, Al Baal Tashkes, you don't have a problem, because Baal Tashkes is only Derech Hashchasa. If you're doing it stam to be mazik, the akrat chasa to ruin things. But if you're doing it for a te'elis, the different gedorim, what the te'elis is, it a chuvus ramesh on it. But if you're doing it for a te'elis, then you're not going to have an issa about tashkes. So the Torah is saying, Avo Bikin, it's also lazik mamu kaveri, or chusim bal tashkes. Also lazik, even if you'll have it to elis, you're not allowed to be mazik mamu kaveri. And that has other makaris like we discussed. But the Bach names on that is a chi of issa bal tashkes. He says, why does the Torah have to say, lazik mamu kaveri, even your money? Good. So in the case that it has no te'elis, at least we also might have about it will be about tashkes. A sixth makar, and that is like this. It is more broad, but there's a chuvis harosh that talks about harchokas nizikin. The whole loyachba talks about how far you have to be mamad your sulam and be mamad your tanav, your echaim, your bar, all different, your elon, different shiurim for different mazikin that eventually will be mazik to your neighbor. Beautiful parak. So the Rosh says, where's the makar? Truth is the Rosh, but Tech HaDvarv just names on that the makar for HaChokas Nezikin is because the Torah says, the Rocher Adake Noyam, to quote the Truth is the Rosh, it's Kuf Ches, Sim Kuf Ches Ois Yod. The Truth is the Rosh says, the Torah says, the Rocher Adake Noyam, B'chon Nisi V'yaseh HaSholem, Hikbid the Torah, Shalo Ya'aseh Odom B'toich Shaloi, Dova HaGoyrim Hezek L'chaverim. The Rocher Adake Noyam is Mechayev not to even be Goyrim Hezek Al HaChokas Nezikin. So it's, if the Torah has that for Achokas and Zikin is the Recher Daki Noim, Koshekin Mazik Mamish is against the Recher Daki Noim. It's not in line of the Torah, and it'll be also Midoraisa. What? Achokas and Zikin? No, Nezikin we have Rabbeinu Yoina. Achokas and Zikin is more like a Gromo, which we said that could be a Gromo is not. But in a Klam, for Mazik Mamish, we discussed before that it goes under Gzela, to Rabbeinu Yoina in the Torah, we discussed. But for Gromo, Hakokas Nezikin, which is much less. But you see, if Hakokas Nezikin be Derechad Akinoim, then Avadat Mazik Mamish could also be Derechad Akinoim. All right. I'll give you a seventh makar, and that is the stipler. The stipler wants to say, he says, Hagabasuka, what's going to be? I want to go ahead and be Mazik, my friend. I want to burn down his house. My friend doesn't want me to. And he'll take me to a Din Torah. What would Bezin have to do? Bezin would have to stop me, because I have no bailus on my friend's money. Says he has a right to stop me and do what he wants with his money. He doesn't want his money to be nifsed. So he said, if the Bezin has a chiv to stop me, and that was learned out from the mitzvah of the Torah of Elam Mishpatim, to set up Dayonim, have a mitzvah of Dinim, so whatever the Bezin is mechuyif to do, avada me myself, even without a Bezin, I'm not supposed to be doing. If the Bezin mechuyif to stop me, and then avada I myself, the mechuyif not to do it. So he says, avada shouldn't be mazik. If I would want to be mazik, the Bezin would have to stop me, that's mitzvah Dinim. So Nitzis Dinim is a klali tikazak. Anything that is nimsa lebezin. So if that's the case, then avada the mensh alain, the mazik alain shouldn't be doing it. It should be also for him to do it. And he tushtelt, he said, just like we find that some sefer says, by yared lum nasu chaverai, if you want to be mazik, going to a business against a friend on certain gedarim, that it's also. So the some sefer says, avada that's also midaraisa. And he says, because it's b'chlal the mitzvah dinam of sham sam loichoik. What's his lashon? Shuhan hogis. He quotes the Ramban. Shuhan hogis sidrei hamedina. The Torah gave over sham sam loichoik that you're supposed to take care of the hogis of bnei adam, how they interact with each other. So if that's the case, and that's so not yeridum nosachav shokaveris midaraisa zokta stipele who adin mazik would also be awesome midaraisa. All right. Sorry? He's trying to find the makar. He didn't have them. Every makar he said is a different region somewhere. It's not often not. It's not above a comma, you know what I mean? Right? It's not often not. Gradi, he writes in the, I don't know which round it was, but he writes in the Bible, and a guy, hey, Rooney, they showed me afterwards. Which one did he quote afterwards? I think he quoted the Shuta Rosh, and the Rishash Ksubas Lagabi Ashav Zaveda. Heruni afterwards all the Pshatim. But he was going, this is the Pshat that he holds, that it's learned out Bukhlal as part of the mitzvah of Dinim, that Avada it should be also. It only applies to? Oh, so I guess Shom Sam Lechaik was even before the Torah, right? Like that came, those mitzvahs that came even before the Torah was given. Shabbos, whatever, there are a few halakas. Vaisois, it's like the Ramban says, it's Sidrei HaMedina, how to interact with each other. So if that's the case, so then you're not supposed to be mazik. That's not proper interaction, not proper socially. Sarari said, because he doesn't have a bialis, it's not mine, so I'm not supposed to be mazikist. He has a right, since he owns it, he could do whatever he wants with it. No, it's exhalid, I was like, no, but he learned, I wouldn't have a schus moment to do it, so the bezin should tell me. And bezin's in charge of schus moment, to green light, red light, what are you supposed to do in schus moment? So they're telling you you're not supposed to be doing this, because it's not your schus moment. That's what they're deciding. So if that's what bezin's decision, I shouldn't be doing it either. All right. It's the Raisa, yeah. The Chassam Sofer says Yerid L'Menasa Shekaveh is the Raisa. No, Sarpa quotes that. That he quotes. All right, fine. The eighth Makar, which I have, which says that it's also Med Raisa, is Rav Guzman quotes Birch Shmu. And he says, Vavusa Birch Shmu, Bavakama, and that by Momen HaMazik, that says, V'lo Yishmirenu, the Birch Shmu told it over to the Rav Chaim, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was masking to him, brought him a right from Kufra Kapara, that from V'lo Yishmirenu state, not only a Chiv Momen, but it also says an Issa. V'lo Yishmirenu, you're supposed to be watching and you didn't watch it, Memele the Torah's Nuriyam Chagir, but you did something wrong for not watching your money from doing damage. You did something wrong from leaving your shah go wild. Is V'lo Yishmirenu, that's also an Issa. So Memele, the Rav Guzman Tushtel, that Adam Amazik is El Bazak, which V'lo Yishmirenu, by Momen Amazik is like that, so Adam Amazik should be also like that, you have a V'lo Yishmirenu. And Rabbi Chabad's word of Leish Merah is not Muskim, this Kaznich, it's all this son of Muskim to Kavart. And grab the Tech to Birkashmu, if you learn it up, it's difficult, but if you learn it up, it sounds from Birkashmu that the Adam HaMazik Issa was learned from somewhere else, not from Leish Merah, but at least Rabbi Guzman calls to Birkashmu to say, Leish Merah, if I says he learned, who had been Adam HaMazik. All right, at the end of the day, we have eight Mikoiris that I know of, that it's awesome Midrash, and say it over just as a Sikum. First, you have Le Sigzal, Vafter Recha Kamoicha, Lifna Iva Le Sita Mikshal, Slagor from Mashavis Aveda, Pal Tashkis, Terecher Daki Noyam, Disciples Vorot Nichlam Buchal Dinim, and now this for Lo Yishmerenu. So, eight different Makaris. Now, if it means Makaris, why do you need so many Makaris? It's because, like I said, some of the Makaris are not applicable in all cases. You need the other Makaris to fill in. Or Grama. From these Makaris, you see clearly that Grama is also Midaraisa. From many of these Makaris, not like what we discussed before, that the Shah Mishnah wanted to say it's only Asa Midrabanan. But you see it's Masa Midraisa. Another nafkamin in these Makaris is what would be by Mazik Akum? Is there going to be an Issa to be Mazik a Goy? We know that you're now let a wee paskin, you're now let a steal from a Goy. It's also Asa Pashas, it's Asa Midraisa to steal from a Goy. So now, if the Makar is Lay Sigzal, so what then you now let it be Mazik a Goy? But if there be other Makaris, for example, the Minchas Chinuch says that if the Makar is Vahaftal Recha Kamoicha, or the Makar is Hashavas Aveda, neither of these apply by a guy, therefore Minchas Chinuch, and that's only two Makaris Minchas Chinuch had, is that therefore it should come out that you're allowed to be Mazak a guy. It's mutter to be Mazak a guy. Sorry? Right, that's only a Pturin Mamin. That's a Pturin Mamin, but we're not talking about whether it's also or not. That's what the Torah doesn't say. But from the Minchas Chinuch only had V'after Recha Kamecha and Hashavas Aveda. Memeli says that should come out that the goy allowed to be mazik. It's mutter to be mazik. Sorry. Oh, in a chenam, I'm not too good. In absence of any chilah, you're in the sharp right parking lot and you want to smash the guy's window and you see that he's a guy. What's a chilah? Let's say there's no chilah Hashem. We can mashalize many tzurim that there's no chilah Hashem. So, but Lamaisa, that's only those two makaris. But if you go to the other makaris, most of the makaris pass by a guy as well. Like I said, like Sigzal. Lefnei evil esitim mikshol, many hold to pass by a goy. L'chayra bal tashkis should pass by a momen shal goy as well. Yesh ladim bezeh, but l'chayra. The recher dakinoyim should pass. You have to go through each one, but a lot of them are going to pass. Sorry? Dinim. You have to know who is socially interacted. I'm supposed to interact with a goy like that. Sorry? That's in their dinim. I'm talking about our chiv to them, l'moshol, hachokas nezikin, and yod l'mnasa shechaver, and all that doesn't pass when you're hurting a goy. So you see, that wasn't b'chlal. And I don't have to be chosh for them. I don't have to be chosh for B'nai Yisrael. And shishlemeinu, so if that's the case, who had in mazik might not be nechlal as well, if that would be the makar. Good. V'leish mirenu could be also doesn't pass. All right, but at least many of them do pass. It should come out of the pashas, it's also to be mazik a goy as well, not like the minchas chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, you could look it up. It's in Kaimit Mincha, that's in the back, in the new Minchas Chinuch, they already put it on the page. Mitzvah Yud Aleph. In all places, Mitzvah Yud Aleph has nothing to do with Mazik. It talks about is it chametz or matzah, achilas matzah, whatever, around this. It's mitzvah yud aleph, but nevertheless, that's where it is. Fine, shine. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So we have many mekoreis that it's also midaraisa. So going back to the Shulchan Aruch, also lahazik mamon chaveroi, the mizikoi, avabishi einu nene, even if you don't derive any hanot from the hazik, you chayv l'shalom. Now, what's the chiddush that's avabishinu nene? Really no chiddush. I mean, that's mazik. If you'd be nene, if you took it in any which way, that would be gneva gzela. I also want to say that hayois, if the mechaber held like the Torah, that the makor was atzloi sigzel, you would thought the mazik is, well, let's say you didn't do a mazik kinyan, you didn't actually pick it up, take it yourself, you mazik him, but you had a zaitik hana, so that would be nichal loy sigzel, but a chveis, but if you didn't have any hana at all, maybe that wouldn't be nichal loy sigzel. Kamash Malan, yeah, I don't know, even like Sigli could have oifanim that you're chayiv, and it's also even if you're not nana, whatever, I'm not so shalom, I'm not so lahagzi, there are cases, I don't know what the chiddush is, but bottom line is, avad it's also, and it's chayiv, if a zigo afa bishin nana, it's chayiv l'shalim. So now the mechab is telling you two things. First, it's also, and also you're chayiv l'shalim, what? Nezek shalom. Bein shoha yeshegig, bein shoha oines, it's yedua, that od the mood lo'ilam. So Mechaba just told you two things. If you look in the Sman Sif Kotn Aleph, Sman points that out. Hischil be'issa, the Mechaba starts off with the issa, v'siyim b'chiv tashlumin, and then feels like it's with the chiv tashlumin, l'amdeinu tarti isbe. Chada one, the afim yitza lahazik u'lashalem mikom mokom yesh issa b'dava. Now, I don't know where he saw that, the vowel, it just says that it's also lahazik. No, we in the Mechaba that say, yitza lahazik u'lashalem, means the Sman learned up that even if you're being mazik, I'm a nas l'shalem, where the nizik won't have any loss from it, other than that he won't have his chayfetz, but the value of the chayfetz you pay him for, so you won't have any finance, you know, the net loss will be zero, still it's also, mekom mokom yesh issa b'dovah, dum yud gneva v'gzela, k'moy shakosu v'atuv v'mechabu l'avrish semen shemem ches, v'shin nun tes, that over there, I'm a nas l'shalem is also, so to hear, m'shem mochi tol atur kan, so not the mechabu, but the tur, issa nizik and bissa gneva v'gzela, to tell me that even if it's amnas l'shalem, it's also asa. The hasheni, the second din that the mechaber is telling you, is shechayiv b'tashlumin, that yechayiv. So two dinah, it's asa and yechayiv b'tashlumin. The smav Yisrael learned the Torah, and you know, he saw much more in the Torah than I saw. I saw in the Torah, Pashas Rabbeinu Yaino, that kishem she'asa over there, so too it's also over here, that is, that the makar from mazik, the isa of mazik, is learned out from gneva u'gzela. The smav learned in the Torah, the shteit mua, that it's even asa, even if you do it amnas l'shalem. And Pashas and Isma means it's also midaraisa. That just like over there, Gneva Gzel, it's also midaraisa to steal a manas l'shalem, but it says to be mazik a manas l'shalem is also midaraisa. It's a vichtig Isma. Because there are achrenim who say not like this, many achrenim. For example, there's a Kiryat Sefer, it's the Sefer on the Ramam, the Mabit on the Ramam, Niski Momen Perikei, a one-liner, he names on for Pashas that this din of Amanas L'Shalem, Mazak Amanas L'Shalem, is only also with the Rabbanan. I mean, we know Amanas L'Shalem is also. We know that we're going to see soon. But we know that it's also, but he says it's only also with the Rabbanan. The Sma, the stories from this dik that he has in the Torah, that Tzushtel, to Gnev Exhalev, I says the Sma learned that it was even also with the Raisa. So you would have to go 100%. That's going to be another enough. I mean, that's what the stipler is busy. He starts handling which makar to see if it will be also a matzah shalom medaraisa, not like the mebid. He names out that it is also medaraisa. For example, he says if the svar will be ashav zaveh, the pashas, he says, he brings a raya that you mechuyev to be matzel mamin chaveiroi, even if the cost to be matzel is the same price as the item. He has a gemara. The gemara costs $15. It's going to be damaged. And I can save his Gemara if I hire somebody for $15 to save the Gemara. There's a chiv hashav zaveda to do that. Why? Because the Bailam prefers to have his Gemara than the money itself. Kusha the chiv of the Gemara says, other svaras that, or he writes out the Makav Shalai, whatever the svaras are, why he wants his item. He's used to his item, but he wants his item. So you have the chiv hashav zaveda. So it's like the disciple, if the Makar is the hashav zaveda, then Makar huadin, not to be mazik yena, should be even not to be mazik amanasa shalom, should be midiraisa. Because what did I do? I ended up hurting him that he lost the chayfet and then he got the money instead. Well, al sashav is a veda. If I saw somebody trying to, it was going to be nifsad, I'd be mechuyev to be mighty that moment and get reimbursed in the bialim. So net gain to the bialim is zero. He has to anyway pay the 15 hours, but at least he's left with his Gemara. If you see that by Shavuot Aveda, and this is learned out from Shavuot Aveda, Savada, you'd be also to be Mazik, even Amnasa Shalom. Yes, all the whatever handler, right, but you're right. If you have to go through each Makar and see which Makar passed, after Recha Kumoicha, go through every one and see if those Makar passed, even Amnasa Shalom. But like I said, the Kirtzef and Emzon, it's only Bidurabonin. And even worse, is the Chosh and Aaron. He doesn't quote this Maz, Misalim from Los Maz, going against, whatever, he's going against a lot, but he comes from a Rosh, perhaps even a Taisis, he's Madaik, that Amnasa Shalom is even Mutta. He had a case in the Gemara that you saw an Amari with Miyayitz, a Katana, to be Mazik Amnasa Shalom. So he said, Amari would never do such a thing, it would be Asa. Obviously, you see that Mazik Amnasa Shalom is even Mutta Lechatchila. Doesn't quote this Maz, doesn't quote the Kiryat Sefer, just it's Mutter. At the end, he says, maybe it's Mashmois from Rashi, Faket, the Rashi holds it's also Homies mid Rabbanon. But he held, and he quotes it again later on, he held twice that it's only, that it's actually Mutter, Chush from Rashi, that might be also mid Rabbanon. But from the Smile, like I said, it's also mid Raisin, you pointed out correctly, depending on the Makaris, many Makaris might also indicate that it's also mid Raisin. All right, let's continue this Ma. Two lines later, he says, Vakosif Numuka Yosef Peraka Meniach. The Gemara says, how could you be a chassid? What's the formula? The Gemara says, to be mekayim mili d'nizikin. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Hainu, kol dinim ha'amurim betlasa babais. All the halachas of nizikin that are mentioned in Bava Kamo, Bava Metzi, and Bava Basra. Dainu, nizikin, v'gezel, v'ashoves aveda, v'ribis, v'yana. All this, you but that's Mahavi Chassid, I guess, Lafuki. Don't think that only Nezikin, it's all dinim that are said in the Shleisha Mabes. You want to be a Chassid, that's what you have to do to be Mekayim, to become this Chassid. All right. Let's go back to the Mechabe. So the Mechabe says, the Yechayev, Bein Shoh Yeshoigig, Bein Shoh Yoinis. V'davka Zakir Amor, She'enu Onus Goma K'moisha Yizbar. Where is this coming from? Gizad the Yankusa, everyone knows, Adam Mu'ed Lo'ilam. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kamo Dav Chav Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, what's the Makar? Petza Tachas Potza L'chayvoy Ala Shegig Kemezet V'Ala Oynis Karatan. Adam Mu'ed Lo'ilam. Say Shegig, say Oynis, Adam Mu'ed Lo'ilam, you're going to be Chayv. Adam Amazik is Chayv. It's for Mamun Amazik, for other things, you're only Chayv. If you're Pesheya, Shemechinim's only Chayv Pesheya, but for Adam Amazik, Adam Mu'ed Lo'ilam. There are no excuses. Comes along the Ramah, and the Rav says, "V'davka she'ino anis goma k'moshe yisbar." You're going to see later on in this siman, it's going to be mavua that for anis goma, even Adam mu'ud loylam is not mu'ud loylam. Even the Adam is not mu'ud loylam. You'll have a case that even the Adam hamazik is going to be bother. Adam mu'ud loylam just means more than everything else that yichayiv even for certain degrees of shaygig and anis, but not for mamish and anis goma. That's the Ramah. If you look in the Shach argues with the Ramah and he says haloshim megumgam. Because Rambam and Mechaber just use a lashon bein shoy yeshege bein shoy onus, doesn't make this chilek, so it's mashma even an onus goma yechayiv. The king cause of Rambam the Rambam Rava Magid the Rambam ain chilek. So Mevela the Ramosh said v'yesh oimrim davka sheino onus goma. All right. So the Shach learned up that the Ramosh is actually arguing the Mechaber. And the Mechaber holds even knowing this girl, Mitzchayev, Kipshutai, Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam. Lamaisa, the Shach has a klal, he mentioned this klal many times in Chayshu Mishpat and Yerideya, that even when the Ramah comes to argue with the Mechaber, but if it's not Mavura Mamish in the Mechaber Fakert, the Ramah just inserts the words, a clean insertion, without letting you know that I just argued with the Mechaber. If it's Mufurt, and they'll say, V'yesh Cholkin, V'yesh Eimrim, and they'll say something else. But if it's not Mamish Mufurt, and the Mechaber, Mavun, and Mechaber Fakert, who just inserted. So it could be this is one of those cases. But truth be told, if you, Miat Hashem will see later on in Sif Gimel, another, when the Ramah says, Kamoshi Yisbar, what was Kamoshi Yisbar? So the going points out, Kamoshi Yisbar, and Sif Gimel, Sif Vav, Mavu over there in those cases, that even the Mechaber held of examples that are known as Gomel Yapata. What the Shach says, that's Mavun, Alash Ramah, Chabah Faket, is Taka Pella. The Kesef Mishnah, going back to the Ramam, the Rava Magid says Aloshin, he brings down the man, the Amo, the Rishadim, behold, that Oynes Gomer is Potter. And the Rava Magid says, Varambam, But loy chilek, something like that. He was not mechalek between it. So vice the Rama holds that oynis gam yachai. In fact, the Kesem Mishra jumps on the Rav Mag. What do you mean? You, the Rav Mag, alone brought a raya from the Rambam, which is Sif Gimel later on. They see the Rambam held that oynis gam is potter. And says the Kesem Mishra himself, that's the Ban Chabo, held that even the Rambam was mechalek. And the Prisha or Drisha actually is Magia. The Drisha is actually Magia, the Lashon Rambam Magid. And he said, instead of saying a Rambam ain chaylek, instead of saying a Rambam ain loy chilek, I think it's supposed to be a Rambam ain chaylek. The Rambam doesn't argue with these Rishonim. The Rishonim hold that Oynis Gam is Pata, Rambam ain chaylek. Rambam is also Maida. He doesn't disagree with these Rishonim. He's also Maida that Oynis Gam is Pata. But even if it, whatever it is, it's a Mefurisho Kesef Mishra, which is the Bala Machab who holds that Avada for Oynis Gom or Yepato. And I saw Baruch Shem tonight that Tila Ladova jumps on the Shach. So what are you talking about? Faket, the Lashon HaShach might be Megumgum, but the Lashon HaRamah is Zichah not Megumgum. Because Avada, he understood that the Machab himself also agreed that Oynis Gom is Pato. And if you look at Bia Gra in Sivkot and Gimel, he brings down the Mekor for this Ramah, brings down the Rishonim hold Oynis Gom is Pato. They can't cause a magid mishnah towards the end of Sivkot and Gimel. V'zeu shekosef k'moy sheizbar. It's a loymer b'sivav. V'chem b'siv Gimel b'divrei Rambam. V'chem cause a rava magid v'kesef mishnah. So even the Rambam Vada held that, and the Rambam and the Mechaber both held that Avada the moed the oynis gomel your potter. Good. So la'aloch Avada have the Rambam the oynis gomel is potter. But I think we just requires a little luhagdami here, and that is the Beitam. It's a three way machloikis rishonim. How wide Odomu Loilam goes. Let me just give you a little Hagdara. There's a concept of Shoyim Echinam, Shoyim Esach, and Shoyim. Three categories of Shoyim. Each one is Mechayiv more than the one before. Shoyim Echinam is only Chayiv on Pshia. Shoyim Esach is Chayiv already for Gneva Va'aveda, which the Gemara says Aveda is a form of an Oynis, but it's really Karv L'Pshia. To lose something, even if it might be a little bit an Oynis, but it's Karv L'Pshia. So Shem Mechinim is Pata, Shem Mechinim will be Pata on Aveda, but Shem Mesach will be Chayiv even for Aveda. Not only that, Shem Mesach is even Chayiv for Gneva, which is even more of an Oynis. That Oynis is already Karav Loynis Vaday, Gneva. How should I protect myself? That's even more Karav Loynis Gomor, but that form of Oynis, Shem Mesach is Chayiv on. But our Oynis Gomor Mamish, only Shoyl is Chayiv on. Shem Mesach and Shem Mechinim is Pata. So you really have Pshia, a oynis, what we call ke'en aveda, an oynis, which is even more of an oynis, ke'en gneva, and the fourth dagger is an oynis goma. Four daggers. Odomu lo'olam is chayiv on which of these four daggers, or all of them. The Ramban, nemzon fapchatis kapshutai, odomu lo'olam means lo'olam. Afilo oynis goma, the lashon in Ramban, a beautiful lashon, afilo kisa'oru shel Eliyo. Even like the whirlwind of Eliyo that brought him up to Shemayim, which only happened once in the history of mankind, will probably never repeat itself. Totally something unexpected. You can't protect yourself from it. You can't be nizah from it. I feel like it's the Arish El Elio, Odomud Loilam. Does it exist a cause of Petzatak is Potza, Odomud Loilam? That's the Ramban Shita, which is maybe what the Shach was trying to learn into the Rambam. The next Shita, which is Ramah says, the Oynis Goma is Potza. But that is the Shita Tataisis for Rosh. But even in the Shitas HaTaisa HaRosh, there are two Shitas. There's a Machloikas, a Stira, Luch Pashas, Taisa Bava Kama, with a Taisa Bava Mitzia. Taisa Bava Mitzia, and Pei Beza Mebeis, Nemzon, that Avada Yepota for Noinis Goma. He brings Kama Rais to that, he brings a Sugya maybe of Niskal, he brings a Sugya that says that if a kid's Yarshin the Para, Sheula, they aren't aware that the Para didn't belong to the father. They thought if it's in their state, it must be belong to the father. And they ate it by accident because they thought it was theirs. They had a right to eat it. So Gemara says they paid the mezol chiyuvim on what the kids are mechuyiv to pay. Fractais is down mehocha that they're not shoimim because halacha is that if a shol dies, his kids are not mechuyiv and oins him that they don't have the chiyuv sheila. But it should be chayiv. It's like go from every other mamazik. They shechted the parah. They ate the parah. They're other mamazik. Let them be chayiv other mamazik. So Fractais is vaystoyis when oins gama other mamazik is also pata. And they're known as Gama. How should they know that this par was only Shula? They found it in their state with the other 1,000 items that the father left over. They assumed this is well, like the other 1,000 that belong to the father and they have a right to eat it because it's now there as a yashind it. One raya, Taisus has another raya by Umin. But Taisus has raya to prove, Taisus has another raya by Yashin, that if someone came to sleep next to you while you were sleeping, you were mazik yeno, you're going to be potter. I mean, Adam Ulud Lailan should be chayiv. If you rolled over in your sleep and you squashed somebody else or someone else's kelim next to you, you should be chayiv. But he says, Adam Ulud Lailan is not loilam, avad yipotam. So the Ramban grad that gets out of a kam of these rais, the Ramban says, avad Adam Ulud Lailan afilu kasar shel elyo, but not if the nizik brought upon the hezek himself. If this guy decided to sleep next to you, you were unaware, and therefore you rolled over onto him, so you couldn't protect yourself. Again, he was sort of the Peshe and the Hezek. He was the Gurim with the Hezek. Avadi, you're not going to be chayiv for that. That's Azayvat Ramban is Moedan. Not because it's a meat, Adam Mudloilam, just he was the one who brought upon the Hezek. Good. But Taisus learns that Adam Mudloilam is not Loilam, you're potter for Oinis Gomu. That's an Oinis Gomu of like a Sheila, Koch Ken Zarshal Elio. But what would be with an Oinis Ken Gneva? What's that? So Taisis and Bava Metzi and Namzon that Afilo Oinis Kein Gneva, just like a Shemesach is Chayiv for, or Odom Amazik is Chayiv as well. He compares Odom Mud Loilam to a degree of Shemesach, and he says, B'tech Tvarayim, Mufurish, Ben Sai Oinis of Gneva Vaveda. That's his Lashon. So Oinis of Aveda, even Oinis of Gneva Yechayiv, but not an Oinis Goma. The Taisis and Bava Kama goes the next step. The Taisis and Bava Kama says that not only an Oinis Goma, same Rais, but not only Oinis Gomer is Pata, but even the Oinis Kein Geneva is also Pata. You're only Chayef for Oinis Kein Aveda, which is Karav Lepshia. And Oinis Kein Aveda, that's what you're Chayef. And he says, how do I know that? He says, first of all, there's a Rebbe Akra, Petz Atachas Potza for something. I'm going to say he's only Chayef for Pshia, so where's Bein Shegig Bein Oinis? Must be it's for Oinis Kein Aveda. More than that, you don't have a Makar to learn out. And then he brings another raya. The halach is that if you're sleeping, or if, not sleeping, you're on top of a roof, b'reish agag, and you are nafa b'ruach she'enu metziya, not shchiach take a wind, picked you up and threw you off the roof, and you fell on somebody, and you hurt somebody, the Gemara says, yechayef fehezek, yechayef fehezek. A ruach she'enu metziya, a she'enu machinim is paton. A ruach metziya is something with shchiach, that's pshia if you didn't prevent it. But a ruach she'enu metziya is a mefuish a Gemara that a she'machinim is paton, only she'mesach is chayef. So you see, that's already Oinis Kein Aveda. At least, maybe in Geneva, but at least Kein Aveda. And straight in the Gemara, that Adam is Mu'ud on that. Adam is Chayef and Ezek. So you see that Adam is Mu'ud Loilam for an Oinis, at least Kein Aveda. But the Taisis over here with Machalik, that it's only Oinis Kein Aveda, but not Oinis Kein Geneva. So it comes out like this. Avadil HaLacha, we paskin like the Ramah, and Pashas Machabah goes like that as well, that for Oinis Gomo, you potter. But what's not Mefurish that I found really anywhere, means it's not on the page, not in the Mefarsh, not here, is that we are not chayiv for Oinis Gomo, but are you chayiv for Oinis Kein Gneva? Oinis Kein Aveda, we know everyone holds you are chayiv. But the Oinis Kein Gneva, which is a machlokes, tais above a kamach of Zainu Mebez, and a tais above Matiya Pebezim Mebez, which one do we go like? Are you chayiv for Oinis Kein Gneva? I don't have a achra on this because I didn't find anyone who was machriya. I know even Bamex, like the Ramot just left out, Davka Jain is Gomo, it doesn't tell you the Agdor, how vite to go. All right. That's the Ramah. Let's continue. Keitzad. The Mechaber Alein is going to give you some rayas of Chiyuvei Adam Amazek. Keitzad. What's the case? Nofo me'agag, v'shava es ha'kli. You fell off the roof. So that's the case I just told you. That was Taisus' raya that you chayef for a form of an oinus, which he calls as oinus ke'en aveda. So you see, it's Adamu lo'ilam ben shegi ben oinus, even for such a case. Or another case, sheniskal, you tripped. Kishuma halach, you're walking, v'nafal ala kli, and you tripped, and you fell on a kli, v'shavra, and you broke it, chayiv nezek sholem. Because that's also not a pshia, that's also came a degree of an oinis, let's say it's oinis kein naveda, oinis kein gneva, it's not clear how vite this oinis is, but you're going to be chayiv because odamu loilem bein shoye shegig bein shoye oinis. Now, some akhrena or kashukan has a problem with niskal, he wants to say maybe niskal you should be pata, rather not get into it. Pasha is avada niskal yechayiv, and yechayiv because Bein Shegig, Bein Noinis, Adam Ud Loilam. Let's see the Sma. The Sma has a major problem here. Everyone does. That the Mechaba gave a case, and it's really the Gemara, the case of Adam Ud Loilam. One of the cases is if you fell off a roof. You fell off a roof, that's a form of a Noinis, but yet you're Chayiv. Fact the Sma. Look in Sif Cotton Bays. Ein Drish, Shom Kasafti, Aloshan Atu, Shekosav, Shem Nofa Baruch Shenu Mutsu Yispotu. We have our gears in the Mechabeh, Shenofa Baruch, Shena Mitzu Yizchayev. That's actually an example of Adam Mud Loilam. The Torah brought down, Shenofa Baruch, Shena Mitzu Yizpata. Fact is, Ma, the Kosho, Ha'atua Ba'atzmai, Nishna, the Gemara Shreba, Ha'atua Ba'atzmai, Kosovo Lekamon, Bissim Tov Chafalev, Dimnofa Baruch Shayna Mitzuyas Chayv Benezek, Vechenu Bugemara. It's a Gemara that I just told you. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, the end of the first parak of Zayinu Min Aleph. So the Torah is basically going against a Mufusha Gemara and going against himself later on that Nofa Baruch Shayna Mitzuyas is Chayv, and here the Torah says Yepotam. So this Ma, Pelot de Gechilik. Vechalakdi. The Bugemara. Vishon b'simen tav chaf aleph ayri kishenizik ha'odom min nefilot hi'olav me'agag b'ruach she'en ha'metziyah. They're talking about odom, the azik odom. It's talking about where you hurt a man, you hurt a person. It's not you hurt a keili, you hurt a person, you damaged a person. Over hizik b'odom, that dimnof b'ruach metziyah, had you damaged the person b'ruach metziyah, it would be a pshia, that would be nizbar shom, the chayib dalat varim, yechayib even in dalat varim, nezik, tsar, ripoy, and Shavis. Poish is not, but at least Nezek Tzan Ripo Yechayiv. So Mishum Haki Zaktisma, it's a Svara, Mishum Haki Baruch She'enu Mitzuyo, since here you're more of an Oynis, Nachti Bocha Darga, we go down one drop, Shul Elchayiv Bedal Advarim Kiim Bechiv Nezek Bavad. Svara Vesma, I don't know where you got this from, but it's a Svara that if you're Chayiv, an Odom HaMazik and Dal Advarim, or Hei Advarim in certain cases, if you're an Oynis, even if the Torah is Mechayiv you, they let you off a little bit, so they only mechayiv you in nezek. V'kan, however, here we're talking about diary din nizku kelim b'nefilas. So here we're talking about adam dazek kelim. The gamba mifilas of beruach mitzuya. Even had it been a ruach mitzuya, even had you been a pesheya, is ainu chayiv on nizkum kim nezek. You only chayiv in nezek, not in dalat dvarim. Mishumachi b'nefilas of beruach she'enu mitzuya. If it's only in ainu mitzuya, sri le'latur denachtinim be'lech yuvay. We go down even one more dargo. V'le mechavina le'anisko klau kim b'nefilas of beruach mitzuya. Svar esma. Basically, the chilek esma is that by Adam, by nizkei Adam, when you hurt a person, we're normally v'chayiv in gans. And there state that ruach she'enu mitzuya, even though it's an oynes, you can v'chayiv homi is for nezek. But when you're damaging Kalim, when you're damaging Mammon, there the Sma holds that no, that Hayois, even if you would be amazed, you'd only be Chayv and Ezek, and for Oynes, you have to get off something. So Mitzmukaka, it's a Nachtinim Bechadanka, that you must be even Potter on Ezek. So why is this from the Sma? I mean, if you learn the Sma Kapshuta, I don't know how right to take this, but it sounds like that the whole Makar of Petzatakas Potza, which is Odom, the Azek Odom, the Chay should only be in that case, but Odom, the Azek Mammon, we should come out. That there's no din of Adamud Loilam. Adamud Loilam would only be by Adam Dazik Adam, but Adam the Azik Mammon should be only Chayiv by Mezid and not by Shegig and Oynis. That's Zichar wrong. It's a Fushim Machab over here. It's a Mezigo Bencho Yeshayge Bencho Oynis Yachayiv, and we learn that from Petzatakas Basa. I don't know why this man held that this Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyah, this Oynis, is different than any other Oynis. We know for sure that even by Mazik Mammon, if you are Mazik, someone else's Mammon, you Chayiv even for an Oynis. So why is Ruach She'enu Mitzuyah different? In fact, Tosfos, we've said before, learns that Ruach She'enu Mitzuyah is the least of the Oynis. It's the lower Oynis. It's the lowest Oynis. It's Oynis Kein Aveda, which is already curved Lepshia. And if the Tzma wants to pat you from that, so a different Oynis I should be chayiv for? I don't know where is he coming from. I don't know, understand the Svara B'chlal. But even in Tosfos Menei Bey, Tosfos we discussed before, when he's trying to shpar his chilukim of how wide Admur Lo'ilam goes, whether it's Oynis Aveda, Oynis Gneva, Oynis like a Shoyal, he brings raya from all over. So he brings a raya from the kids Eta Poro, and that's Adam Dazik Mammon. And then all of a sudden, and that's a raya that you potter. Then he brings a raya that you're chayiv from the case where you fell off the roof and you hurt somebody. So you see that Oynis Kein Aveda, you're chayiv. The Taisa has no verity. What does he want? His Ptur was talking about Adam Dazik Mammon, where the Smaso holds you potter. His chayiv, his Gemara that says you're chayiv, is by the case you never. From the Gag, which Tzma says, is that's different because you hurt a person there, it's worse. So I don't know how Tosfos in the same place want to shpar how fight Adam Mud Loilam goes. And there's two rayas. One is when you bring Mazik Mammon, one is when you bring Mazik Adam, it has no verta. Hazak Adam should be different. Can't bring a raya from there to Hazak Mammon. I broke from tonight, I found that the different Mishpati has these couches on this one. He doesn't know what's going on. But Tzma even goes worse. Let's continue. He says, see, this Ma really is on the Mechab and Sif Beis, right? And I should really say over the Mechab and Sif Beis, so you see what this Ma is doing now. Look at the Mechab and Sif Beis. Nofa min agag v'hizik chayiv l'shalom nezik sholim, which is the case which we just discussed in the Mechab and Sif Aleph. And the Mechab says, lehedya, bein shenofa baruch mitzuya, bein shenofa baruch shenam mitzuya, deloy mikri oynis gomer. And again, the Ramah is quick to point out, because this is also not an oynis gomer. It's only oynis, like we said, kein aveda. But Yechayev ben Baruch Mitzvah ben Baruch Sheinu Mitzvah. So the Sma has a problem here. What's the Mechaber doing? Nesif Aleph, he said the Halacha, Nesif Beis, he says Halacha, but a little different. So he says, it continues the Sma, Vim Kain, the near bedvarav kikeful ustumin. It's extra. You're just saying over the same halacha as sif aleph. What does he want? The sif aleph saw some because of chayiv l'shalom hezek kelim benofim menagag. V'lo pirsh to mari gam baruch sheinu mitzuyo. And all of a sudden, b'sif beitz, b'sif shakra v'chazav v'chazav dinu d'nefila me'agag, u'pirsh dvarav d'chayiv afilu baruch sheinu mitzuyo. That y'all chayivim for baruch sheinu mitzuyo. That type of oynis. So what's the Mechaber one? The Mechaber's not true. Sif Aleph, he's quoting over the Lashon HaTor, or his adaption of the Tor, and came to Sif Beis. He's trying to explain, based on the Gemara, that Afilu Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Chutz from Noin is Gomor. That's Rambo's example. Good, but he had this problem. So he said, Lofi Meshach Kisavti L'Galik Osi Shafa Altus Gevaldik. Why? The Bezif Aleph, Zaktus Mana Kimtus, Dari Beniske Kalim. They're talking about Beniske Kalim, they're only damaging someone's Kli, Mishomachi Lekos of the Chai Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah. Because only on the Ruch Mitzuyah be Chai, only for Pshia. But for Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, which is a form of Anoinis, that you wouldn't be Chai for Niske Kalim. Or Besif Beis, the Arya Behizik Ben Adam, they are talking about you're hurting a person. Mishumachik Kosev Shom the Chayv Afilu Benof of Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah. Very ingenious part of the Sma. The problem is that Sif Aleph and Sif Beis don't say anywhere that Sif Aleph talking about the Niske Kelim, Sif Beis talking about Niske Adam. Pashas both are talking about Niske Kelim or everything Niske Kelim and Niske Adam. I don't know where he saw this Akimti here. Or Beprad. Sorry. Oh, in that case, maskim. Oh, you mean since Sif Aleph has to be at least talking about Shav as a Kli, but it's Klal that he starts off. He also has a moment. He also has a moment. Good. And in Sif Beis, how do you know that Sif Beis is talking about Dafka Niske Adam? Right? What is it? It's Tetzav Sif Aleph. I know where it's coming from. And also, even when you read the Mechaber, now the Mechaber is not so kishmak. The Mechaber and Sif Aleph trying to give you an example of Adam Ulo Eilam Bein Shoy Yishayik Bein Shoy Einis. What's his example? You fell off a god. This Ma is telling me that if fell off a guy broke a kli, it's only when the pshi, when it's a ruach mitzvah, not by ruach shena mitzvah. So Mechaber blew it. He's trying to give you an example of Adam Lulaydim Ben Shoy Gebainis. And his example that he gives is pshi of a ruach mitzvah. Doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the Mechaber, even itself, is talking about a ruach shena mitzvah. All right. But everyone jumps on this Ma, and everyone passes not like this Ma. The Bach, the Taz, everyone is the same kasha, and the Bach and the Taz are both Mechalik in how vital Oynis is to be Miyash of the Steer Sator. Let's see the Taz over here. Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Zok the Taz, B'mashikotav Asma L'yashiv Divrei Rabbeinu Hatur, Tumuli, it's Mamash Apelo, Minayim Rabbeinu Zeh, how did Rabbeinu the Tur know this? The Yehinoch Eschar Daga, such a svar that when you Niske Odom, you're going to be Chai for Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Niske Kelem not. It's even Shavo, and even the Gemara is Mashra the two. The Mishra is Mashra the two. The Mishra gives two examples. One is Simes Enoi, Beshavet Zakelim, and the Gemara learns out that Simes Enoi Chaver is Dumit Beshavet Zakelim. How did he know this? And that's him, truth be told, if you look in the Drisha, who says this, the Drisha is Esma, who tries to fend for the two like this, he himself says, if he says this proud, he says, Elo, I don't see him, Enole Lechalik Bochi, how did the two know this Chilik? So he himself didn't understand where the Torah is coming from. But over here, I guess when he wrote this Ma already, he was more confident that, yeah, this is the Pshat. Good. Zok de Ta is a different chilek to be mashed to the steers at Torah. Nilu ni istayti de lo mechayiv rabbeinu b'simen tov chaf aleph ele be'ein loy ma'aka. He went on a roof without a ma'aka. K'moshe kosev shom de lo hayu loy lalas begak shein loy ma'aka. He shouldn't have been going on such a roof. It's dangerous. She yachalipa baruch shein ha-metziah. So in such a case, that's what he's talking about over there. When did the tour or the Gemara say that you're chayiv by Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyah? Is when you went on the roof without a makkah. So such a Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyah, even though it's not a pshia mamish, but such an oynis came pshia, whatever, it's an oynis kein aveda, that type of oynis, you'd be chayiv, you shouldn't have gone there. Aber hachem ari normal roof, sheyesh li makkah, you have a rail on the roof. Ela shenafu b'oynis lemala min hamakkah, the wind picked you up and threw you over the railing. Shabbat ruach sara kolkach higbiu v'zorkoi. Ain't look on the oynis gadol mizeh. That the oynis that the Torah is referring to, the nov ruach sheinu mitzuyah, the Torah is referring to, was such a ruach sheinu mitzuyah which is mamish kasar kamak kasar shel Eliyahu. It's mamish an oynis gama. There the Torah says you're potter, because like the Rama says, avada for oynis gama, you're going to be potter even though adamud loylam. And the back says a similar thing without the Taz's marshal of a Makkah, but he also says, the Ramah and the Rishonim point out, the Rosh, which is a Torah, will go like the Rosh, that only a normal Aynis are Yechayev, but Aynis Gom, you're going to be Pata. And here the Torah is talking about Ruch Shein HaMetzi, which is Aynis Gama. And over there, he's talking about a regular Aynis, and that Aynis should be Chayev. At the end of the day, you have a Taz and a Bach, and if you want, you could look at the Goyin as well. You could look at the Goyin in Sifkotan Vov, Zayin, the end of Sifkotan Zayin, he says, Vayin Tzim Metovkov Aleph Sif Yer Aleph. The Toy Seifa Kan Betur, he has the different eights in the Torah, simple, the Toy Seifa, Duloik Ismael Bach. It's a Toy Seifa, when the Torah says, Baruch Shein HaMetzuya, Fakir, it's talking about a Ruch Shein HaMetzuya that Yechayiv, or a Ruch Shein HaMetzuya would be part. It means either, when he said Ruch Shein HaMetzuya is part, he means Ruch Shein HaMetzuya is Chayiv, it's a Toy Seifa. But at the end of the day, you have all the Akronim HaCholkum and the Smal, and Avada Dat Talocha, that even Adam, the Azek Kalim, is going to be Chayiv for Adam, for Oynis, of Adam Ulaylam. Means in the Hilchas of Adam Ulaylam, whatever Oynis, you Chayiv, if you're Azek Adam, you're going to be Chayiv even if you're Azek Momin, not like this man. Alright, I want to point out, let's point out two more short Talochas. One is, if you look in the Bi'a Gros of Cotton Aleph, when it says "Asa lahazik mamun chaveroi," the Bi'a Gros says "Afilu b'makum sakana," k'mo shekasev samach mebeis v'afilu grama asa. The Gemara over there by David Melech is mavur. The Gemara says that "Afilu b'makum sakana," to save yourself, it's "Asa lahazik mamun chaveroi," unless it's amnasa shalom, and over there it's only because it's mamish sakana safashis sadia. But the David Melech had a shaila, "B'makum sakana safashis," are you allowed to be mazik? And the answer is no, you're not allowed to be mazik even b'makum sakana safashis. Unless it's amenas l'shalom, a zaitika thing. But you see, afilu b'makom sakana zaktagoyin, it's also to be mazik. So now you see that the... Sorry? So, but it doesn't mean a right to be mazik mamun chaveri. So, granted the Gemara's mavur, the Rishonim at least mavur, that you'll have to pay. And then you're allowed to be mazik. Al sakana safashis, you have a right to be mazik mamun chaveri, amenas l'shalom. But stam to be mazik mamun chaveri, shalom amenas l'shalom, you don't have the right. Even there are people who suggest it's Rameh, the Rashi might hold that even Amanas L'Shalim, you have no heta to be Mazik, even B'makom Sakonos and Foshes. There's an Oroch L'Aneh, a Chuvis Oroch L'Aneh, that marshals the Tesefta, the Rameh holds that the Adalid Dvorim, that is Yarag V'Yava, the cardinal three that we know of, and also Gzeil and Gneva Mamun Chaveri. And that's the Niyash of the Shreya Rashi over there in Samachom Abeis. Rashi's Mavur, not like Teza, that even Pashas, even Amnas Hashalim, it's also Lazak Mamun Chaveri. But we Pashas, Pashas, and Teza, and Rosh, and Ula, Rishon, and Rashba, that Amnas Hashalim is Mutu, but Shalom Amnas Hashalim is also. What I'm just pointing out is, as they vite, so vite the Issa goes, and you see also B'teich Divrei HaGoyin, that Pashas, the reading of the Mechaba is Shalom Amnas Hashalim. Because if the Mechaba would be talking about even Amanas L'Shalem, then the Goyim wouldn't say it's Asa L'Hazik, even B'makom Sakona, because that's a halacha that we pass in Amanas L'Shalem's Mota. It means the Loi Kasma, the Sman Sifkan Aleph, somehow inserted here that Afil Amanas L'Shalem is also, he saw it over here, from the Goyim didn't learn the Mechaba that way. Another good Nakuda to point out, if you look in the Shaf Sif Cotton Bays, when the Ramah says, V'daka Sheinu Oyonus Gomu, the Shach is Magdir, qualifies that. What does that mean, Eino Enos Gama? Zok the Shach, Davke Kishizik Beloy Miskavin. Ava Misha Mazik B'Miskavin. If you're doing it B'Mezid, I know, I am intentionally being Mazik Yena. Just, it was Beloy Miskavin, like a case would be Sakona, and he has a case, Kamo Nirdaf, Sheshove Sakelem. This Nirdaf is running away, someone's running after him with a dagger, he's about to be killed, and he's running away, he's trying to save his life. And he damages Kalim on the way. It's a gemamu for Reshes Yischayev. He's an oynis gomer. He's trying to save his life. That's not a het of oynis gomer. Oynis gomer that we're talking about, the Rishonim and Ramah says that your potter for Adamu Loilam is not oynis gomer. That oynis gomer means that you weren't miskaven. It was a shaygig. That type of oynis gomer is mamish out of control. That oynis gomer you're potter for. But if you're miskaven b'mezid, if you're mazik b'mezid, even if you're forced to be mazik, you're an oynis. Avada in such a situation, avada even chayev. And that's Takad Alaka, even like the... Right, same as the guy. In that case of Mokum Sakono, the Gemara is referred to the Vadi Chayiv as well. You have to pay. I'm not so Shalom, but with Shalom, that's Shalom, you're going to be awesome. It's a beautiful thing. And the Machar Ephraim might say otherwise, whatever, but the Pashtus, that's how we go, is that this Oynis Gom is only Petur in the Oifen Ahezek, that you weren't a Miskavin in the Mazik. In the Maisa Ahezek, you weren't a Miskavin. But if you were a Miskavin in the Maisa Ahezek, no excuse is going to pat to you. One more halacha. If you look in Rekiva Ego, he says, in Bishasha Ezikoi, this is a cloud for all Nezikin, in Bishasha Ezikoi, Hayashav Adalet, at the time your damage was worth four. Vakaka Kishabol Lashalim Huzal Hashar, and now Bishav Egimel is only worth three. Im Yachalif Ta'atma Begimel Ein Machan Ephraim, it's a Chuvis Maram Rambrug, and Ram Rambrug says that just like we have a cloud by Gnevin Gzela, Kolam Mishalim is Bishasa Gzela, so too Nezikin, Yim Mishalim Bishasa Hezik. And if the time of the Hezik was worth four, even though now it's only worth three, you're going to be chayef four. Pashas. There is a sugya, a shreya sugya b'chavis, goes up and down, seasonal, depending on the shuk. But pashup shat is, it goes b'shas ezek. Whatever it was that time at the shas ezek, you chayef. And who adin in the oifin, the mashal, the shreya achram, but pashup shat avado, if I'm mazik somebody, and while I'm mazik somebody, he has a zaytik atoiva from it, avado, or nisbara, a zaytik atoiva, there was a case where I went into a tavern and I broke the guy's wine. And a minute after I broke his wine, the official came. It was an illegal tavern. And the official came in, and he didn't find any wine. And Mamela, the owner of the bar, was Pata, whatever. He saved himself from the official. And had he had the wine, he would have been punished far greater than the hezek that I was mafsed him. Avad, I'm going to be chayiv. B'shas the hezek, I was chayiv. A second later, you saved the money. That's not going to be a patur. There's a bevusta Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, a mashal, if a person has two stamps, he clears the shayah, but if a person has two stamps, so two Mona Lisas, and each Mona Lisa is worth $1 million, and I tear up one Mona Lisa, so I was mazik him $1 million, but by tearing up, now there's only one Mona Lisa in the world. Now that other Mona Lisa is worth $3 million, because it's mamish and exclusive, there's only one in the world. Avada, I was mazik him that Mona Lisa, Avadim Chayiv Mahezik, that $1 million for the one I was mazik. Then you can start handling with Yared and Nen and other things on the second Mona Lisa. But where I was mazik, avad am chayef, for everything is b'shas, what I did, sign the shavit and sign the oifin. Agotavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.